Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. Tweet us if you have any thoughts on the conversations that we're having. If you have any questions or comments, 063-688-0959 is our WhatsApp line. Our phone line is 086-000-959. Now, Minister of Electricity and Energy, Dr. Jose Nsora Mokgopa, announced a plan on Sunday to build 105,000 megawatts of new generating capacity between now and 2039. I don't understand those numbers. So we've got independent economic and energy analyst Tsepo Kgadima in studio with us. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya 959.
Thank you. Good to be here and greetings to the listeners.
Okay, take us through that announcement and what it means in the simplest terms, please.
Yeah, so the integrated resource plan is more of a policy statement on electricity specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And the experience, I think, of over the many years is that it is a plan in name only. It lacks the mechanisms, particularly legislative mechanisms, to give effect to it. That's why the previous IRPs, integrated resource plans, nothing has come out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I think it was delivered with the expected exuberance that we got accustomed to coming from Minister Hosea Nsora Mokgopa. But it is a positive platitude from a rostrum in the sense that we want him to succeed. Maybe I'll take the listeners back to the year 2000. President Mbeki was in office, and that is the time that they started now looking at seriously entertaining new build. That's mm-hmm. how the power stations Kusile and Midupi have come about at huge cost overruns, we got to know. But at the time, the assumption was that by the year 2020, the electricity demand in the country will have grown to 60,000 megawatts. From mm-hmm. 40,000 megawatts, we'd have gone to 60,000 megawatts. Here we are in 2025. Electricity demand in the country is less than 30,000 megawatts. And then when you ask, well, what led to this sorry state of affairs? Because it means that energy poverty has exacerbated. According to the Gauteng Premier, Panyasa Lesufi, recently, he stated and lamented the fact that there are at least 2.5 million people in the province of Gauteng who do not have access to electricity.
Okay.
So that contributing to that energy poverty we are talking about. So it means that we have a serious problem to have to eradicate. And electricity is fundamental to the growth of any economy. In fact, there are two measures that you look at if you want to see what the economy will do in terms of growth as well as job creation.
Mm-hmm.
You look at two things. The capital markets, that is the extent of the number of companies that raise capital, either issuing bonds or listing on stock exchanges. Now,
yeah.
South Africa is known. But in that area there, we don't even register on the charts. Yes, we've got a very liquid, largest stock exchange in Africa
mm-hmm.
and one of the biggest in the world, but there's no new money that is being raised, therefore no new money coming into the economy, either on the bond market or on the equities, which is listings. So that is aside. But the other measure you look at is that of the energy consumption per capita in terms of electricity as well as liquid fuels. So as a country, we're supposed to have been seeing a greater degree of increased demand, particularly for electricity, because that talks to your industrial activity as an economy,
mm-hmm.
therefore talking to the number of jobs. Now, we've seen this number, the electricity consumption per capita per year, decreasing, whereby 5 years ago, it was just about 3.1 megawatt hours. It is now below 2.7 megawatt hours. That is the electricity consumption per capita. So therefore it means Dr. Jose Nsora Mokgopa is correct to assert that we need more
yeah.
electricity generation capacity, except that that electricity generation he's talking about is electricity which is 100% redundant, therefore meaning that He's engaging on an exercise which will result in fruitless and wasteful expenditure, but even more higher tariffs for ordinary people. Therefore, more energy-intensive industries are going to close, unfortunately.
Yeah, there's a lot of information that's coming through, and if you're not an engineer or an electric person, it can be a bit difficult to process. But if you're saying that energy is going to be redundant, I think the conversation I just had with the DA head of policy also touched on the fact that we are a country that has experienced scarcity when it comes to electricity. I would assume, from a layperson's point of view, that if you've got more electricity to bank or if you've got more power to bank, we should be in that situation as opposed to when we just have enough.
Yeah. So what is the architecture of the electricity supply in South Africa is based on, because we have got a very robust grid, the pylons, the power lines. Eskom has managed over the years to build at least 34,000 kilometers of power lines, what they call the transmission grid, and another 400,000 or so kilometers of distribution. That is the last mile. Having carrying capacity, that is a transmission grid, of 54,000 megawatts. The demand is below 30,000 megawatts. So the reason why there is scarcity, or it's not unavailability of electricity, but is rather is out of reach because of the cost. For some time now, I've been advocating that this government needs to implement a solution of dropping the electricity tariffs to at least 1 rand 22 cents a kilowatt hour, a unit. So users, listeners at home, they know that now, if you were to run a poll now, you'll find that on average, particularly the prepaid customers are paying more than 5 rand a unit. I'm saying it should be 1 rand 22 cents, because the cost of producing electricity, particularly from coal and nuclear, is 32 cents a kilowatt hour or a unit, and not the 56 cents that Eskom has reported. So there are a number of things that Eskom is supposed to be doing, working with the minister to drop the cost of generating electricity, to then abandon calls on continuing on a policy trajectory of buying electricity that is 100% useless, that is wind and solar. Wind and solar is totally useless on the grid of this country, because anybody who purports that they can successfully transmit wind or solar electricity onto a high voltage grid of South Africa, that person is making a bold claim to have rewritten the laws of physics. Yeah. And the question I always ask, how is it possible that therefore they have yet to be awarded a Nobel Prize in physics, because achieved the impossible? What I'm saying is that wind or solar works off grid on a rooftop, and we have seen an increase installations of solar power specifically, and other commercial buildings on households. So the more affluent households, they themselves are migrating. They are engaged in an exodus, which this time is not led by Moses.
My apologies for interrupting. You're saying that wind and solar is completely useless, and I'm going to go back
on the grid. Off grid, of course. We now have, I think the latest numbers that came out of CSIR were saying that there is 6,500 megawatts of solar energy off grid rooftop. That's where it works. Yes. And that's where we see the cost benefit coming in. However, we have got this distinct criminal class, which over the last decade have convinced all the politicians, the compradors, as I would refer to them as, that they can successfully transmit intermittent energy onto a high voltage grid, resulting in, as we've seen the numbers, Eskom came out with the numbers now recently that they lose 14 terawatt hours of electricity. That translates to, when you look at the what the tariff, the lost income to Eskom, That is well over 52 billion rand that they lost as a result of purchasing electricity that is 100% useless. And then they are mischievously recording it in their financials as stolen electricity when it's actually curtailed electricity resultant from just... If you have a wrong diagnosis, you are going to prescribe the wrong medicine and the patient is going to continue to suffer ailment. And that's why all you and I, we are suffering lack of electricity access. So the plan, I think it lacks the mechanics, it lacks the detail that is necessary to tell us what informed 100,000 megawatts of demand, and 100,000 megawatts of demand by the year 2039 means... we would have to every year deliver at least 4,000 megawatts of electricity. So that's one Midupi. Midupis or Kusile, they are 4,800 megawatts.
Okay.
So by scale, it means that every year you have to deliver a power station of the size of Midupi between now and 2039. Our historically, we have not been able to do it. And the capital, where is it going to come from? The assumption is that, there is
my
a private
next
sector.
Point. Yes, the private sector. It's interesting that it's going to be funded by the private sector. We know in South Africa that there are often challenges when the private sector steps into a role that state is supposed to. We also know that public-private partnerships drive a lot of things in South Africa. Even we were speaking to the mayor earlier on, potholes. You know, there's an insurance company somewhere busy cleaning up and patching up our roads. And so just take me through that. And I want to go back to the point that you said that Eskom is charging us significantly more.
You're paying an average of five rand 25 cents.
Is that not VAT? Can that not be explained away by VAT and their normal?
No. Just,
so you're saying we're being scammed?
Yes, we are being stolen blind. We're being robbed blind. They know this. Okay, so I'm saying, if we were to open the lines now, I'm interested to hear anyone from Eskom who can challenge the assertion I'm making that the real tariff should be 1 rand 22 cent. Because there's a formula. That is not just a number. It's not a thumbsuck.
Oh, what I'm stating. Who's going to? It's not from Eskom, though.
We welcome all calls.
All right, Norman from Pretoria. Thanks so much for calling us on Kaya 959. You're on Point of View. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Good evening to you and your guest. You know, I've always had this feeling that we are being shaken off. My thinking comes from when we were told about open window, big window for IPP, et cetera, et cetera. And they were allowed to charge more because for setup costs, et cetera, et cetera. This is supposed to be a benefit to the country. But we are the ones to pay for that benefit, and yet we lack the basic electricity for survival, basic ones. They are looking to charge people money. You must register your solar panels so that they can charge you there, because now they're looking at the loss of revenue. So for me, I see this is a scam, number one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scam because if we export our good coal to both Germany and we stay in the dark, it means we are led by blind people. We are the blind being led by blind. I'm sorry, this thing for me, your guess is 100% correct. I love what he's saying, because what he's saying makes sense to me. I cannot understand why is it that we've got deposits for hundreds and hundreds of years to come, and we are beggars for green energy that nobody seems to buy into. So for me, thank you for bringing this person. This person makes a lot of sense to me. I would want the leaders of this country, the ones who've taken us for right, to come and answer him directly. Call him a liar, call him whatever they want to call him, because he sounds fit enough to take them on. Thank you very much.
Norman, thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it. Yeah, we do like giving people a right of a reply. And we will carry on following on the story. We just getting our last comment in before we wrap up. Mr. Khadima.
Yeah, so the IRP, I think I'm very skeptical on the account that This country, we don't have a track record of being able to deliver on projects. So 4,000 megawatts per year on average between now and 2039 is impossible. And secondly, when the tariffs are as high as they are, so if the minister had come out with a bold announcement that he's going to drop the tariffs, this country requires a standardized uniform tariff of 1.22 rand in the year 2025, so that we can then have universal access, which is, by the way, stipulated in the Eskom Conversion Act of 2001. Universal access at the least cost, because that speaks to Section 217 of the Constitution in terms of procurement, because Eskom is a state-owned company. Therefore, we should have the least cost. And if you were to apply the statutory requirements in the Eskom Conversion Act of 2001, as well as the Constitution, there is absolutely no way any politician or any executive at Eskom could ever have justified purchasing redundant power which comes at a cost that is 6.5 times more than what Eskom is able to. And as a result, we sit in a country whereby now we are seeing energy-intensive industries, particularly artificial intelligence data centers, are not opening shop at the rate at which they should be opening shop in South Africa to create jobs. And we are seeing smelters, we are seeing now artificial intelligence, data centers, all those things, without the cheaper electricity for us to beneficiate, mine and beneficiate the minerals which are necessary, then it becomes impossible for us to be a player even in the in that new economy.
Amazon setting up one here, I think. I know Visa just also set up a data center, so it's not all bleak. Mr. Hadima, thank you so much for coming in. You inspired Norman to call in and agree with you, and we really appreciate your time on Kaya 959 this evening, just talking to us about Dr. Jose Ntoramahopa's 2.23 trillion rand electricity generation plan.
Great pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you. In just a moment, we're going to be speaking to a Senior Associate Dean for Clinical Programs at the CUNY School of Law, Professor Lisa Davis, on recognizing apartheid victims in the UN Draft Treaty on Crimes Against Humanity. Do continue WhatsApping and calling us here on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za. This is how
we do it. To download the Point of View podcast.